should know. And what we're going to do by the Spirit is we're going to ride the waves of the Spirit. So wherever you are, jump up on your feet with me. Come on now, there's a grace for prayer in this place this morning. So we're going to start by kabashing. That's how we're going to begin. Okay, so just in case you don't know what we're about to do, we're about to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is somebody ready to let loose the rivers inside of them? Come on, lift up your voice wherever you are. Erekete ko shikata kapai. Remana shuti kapande kete. Rekata pakata yakata. Mantoko shite kapanti katai. Rumenente ke shika palente katai. Rembe da 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 da. Eka baba shata. Eka na manto shakata. Rika tu shikata pakate. Emente kamando go shata. Rena mama mante kasuteka. Ikendi shala na mante. Lord, we ask that you throw your weight around this place. You throw your weight around this place. You throw your weight around this place. Erutika suteke. Mantana man shokata. Can somebody pray? Ke da 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 da. Ke shote kata yakata. Remana mama mashante. Ke da va yakata kato. Supreme dadi sakata. Mante manama man shata maya. Kiman brondi asam tukite. Shete te 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 te. Shete ke te ke te ke te. Shete ke te ke te ke te. Mante ke sokoto lika mandas. Kuprindo shita mande de de. Come on somebody, just one more minute. Kepo roto ko sokoto rokoto. Rebende de 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 de. Da 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 da. Rena manto lambrondo shikapari. Imbrandida shakamando ronoko shakata. Rebenda la gada da 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 sha. Kanto radaga bashante lekete. Kela mambranda shabrande gede desha. Kanda ruta kapatikatai. Yes, the water is stirred indeed. Oh, beautiful things are about to happen in this meeting. The water is stirred indeed. Kemon shita manduria katapai. The Bible says, speaking in John 4:14, it says, Jesus was speaking to the woman at the well. It says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You see, in the kingdom of God, we first of all start with thirst. We are thirsty, and after being thirsty, God delivers unto us to drink. And what happens after we drink is that that drinking becomes a well. And then we begin to release so that others around us too can drink. So can somebody labor for just one more minute? Can you labor for just one minute? Can you stir up the well inside of you for just one more minute? For as many as are thirsty, for as many as are thirsty, there is a pouring. There is a pouring of the everlasting water. Eruko shinamante lemanta kapali. Rupana shante. Kanto rana mandi shapari katai. Kembrundin sakamandi keto. Kabarada gabada shata kabada gadash. Ketarada gabada gadashada yadaba. Can you lift up your hands wherever you are? Bring the music down. Kembrandin suta kapandi kapariata. Shakata kata barakate. Lord, we acknowledge your presence in this place. We thank you, Lord, because we know that we will not be the same. We trust in your wisdom. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. Arutukupanaka. You are the wisdom before. You reign forever, Lord. Kantaranta mantokoronto kopante kete. You are the wisdom. Kambrende kombrondusku palamande kete. You reign forever. Kalabarada gabashokoto rana mantakaba. You are the wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for you've thrown your weight around this place. We are expectant of the miracles that are set to happen. We are expectant of your move that is already at work in this atmosphere. Father, we hold on to you tightly and we receive of everything that you have to give to us today. In the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Wherever you are, you may be seated. Can someone just stay on the keyboard for me? Let me first of all start by acknowledging and, you know, thanking the lead shepherd over this assembly, Pastor Nife Ibiemi, in absentia. I'd like to celebrate him for and thank him for this opportunity. I'd like to thank the Board of Ministers as well for this opportunity. Indeed, it is not a light one. It's not a light one. You see, the way you're feeling right now, where you're seated, it is because, you know, the glory of the Lord has encompassed this room, has filled every nook and every cranny. It's thick. If you're sensitive enough, you'd know. It's thick. And I just want to say that as much as you can, you see, any gospel that will tell you that you have no role to play in it is a lie. Quote me anywhere. Any gospel that will tell you that you have no role to play in it is a lie. Because although Jesus may have died and he has, you know, he has saved you and he has set you free and he has done all those things, you have a part to play, right? You have a part to play. You are expected to serve. You're expected to pray. You're expected to worship. You're expected to give thanks. So in Christianity, we have our own part to play. Now, I'm saying that to say this. If you can hold on to that sensitivity, you can feel it in the room. You hold on to it because you're going to need it during the meeting to receive, and you're going to need it at the end of the meeting to take home. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? All right. Very quickly. Jesus. I'm going to be teaching on the power of a praying believer. The power of a praying believer. What is prayer? What is prayer? Sometimes we get lost in the ideology that prayer is a one-way talk, one-way communication. Or would I even call it communication because it's just one way? Eh, well, it can be called communication. It's one way. I go to the Lord and I say, I want this. I want that. Do this for me. Do that for me. And a lot of us, we don't realize that prayer is a two-way street. So you speak to the Lord, but you wait for the Lord to speak to you. And a lot of us, we fall guilty of only speaking to God and not waiting for God's part of the communication to land, right? So prayer is a two-way street. It is you to God and God to you. What else is prayer? Prayer is a sign of humility. If you are not praying, I put it to you today that you are proud. Yes, you can also quote me anywhere. If you are not praying, I put it to you that you are proud. Why do I say so? Because it means that to yourself, even though it may be subconscious, but to yourself, you believe that on your own, you can do it without a sovereign God. You feel like, oh yes, everything that I'm going through in my life, I can make it through if I just have to do it by myself. Oh yeah, things may not be working out, but I mean, I have made plan A, I've made plan B, I've made plan C. So I'm sure that I will turn out fine. I don't have to pray. That's pride in itself. That's pride in itself. You see, every time that you want to, you get an empty cup or you get an empty bucket, right? There is water flowing in a tap. But in order for your bucket or your cup to be filled, that bucket or cup must go beneath the tap. Right? If you put the bucket or the cup at the same level with the tap, will it get filled? Answer me now, or you know they fetch water. You don't fetch water. You do fetch water now, right? Everybody understands what I'm saying, yes? Yes. So if you take a cup and you place the cup at the same level with the tap, or for those who don't know a tap, at the same level with the water faucet, okay? It's the same level with the water faucet. It's not going to get filled. It's not going to get filled. For it to get filled, it has to come under. It has to be brought under. It has to humble itself and come down. Even though you want to say, oh, I as the bucket, I as the cup, you know, you tap, you don't have capacity to hold anything. Things just flow through you. That's your business. Oh, me, I'm the bucket. I have the ability to hold 50 cl. I have the ability to hold 100 ml. That's your business. If you like, stay up. Don't come down now. Don't come down. You will remain an empty bucket. With all the capacity that you have, you will remain an empty bucket. So if you will not bow in humility to sovereignty, you will remain an empty Christian. You will remain an empty Christian. So you will remain a believer that is very good at saying, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, it's not bad to say I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But when you come in contact with darkness, can darkness recognize that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? It's not about just talking. That is what is disturbing the world at large today. Everybody is a talker. We don't want talk. Baba, show us. Show us. Oh, I heal the sick. I raise the dead. The Bible says, miracle signs and wonders. Follow those that believe. Miracle signs and wonders. Follow those that believe. Is it true? Yes, it is true. But to go from the point of where that is a reality to where that becomes a manifestation lies what you need to do. Which is prayer, consecration, thanksgiving, worship. It all lines up. If you will not do those things, you will remain at the stage of reality. Do you know that everyone who gave their life to Christ today has the same package that you have that gave your life to Christ 5 years ago? Right? We all have the same package. The same death gave each and every one of us the same thing. But I put it to you that if you as a person will not do what is needed, somebody who gave their life to Christ yesterday and does what is needed will come and overtake you. So when darkness presents itself and they bring both of you, darkness will recognize one light and will recognize one reality. And in that moment, you will say, oh, I recognize I'm going to cry to the devil. Hey, the work of the reality that you have received in Christ is to spur you to bring it to manifestation. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not for you to do sticker and post in your house. Do sticker, post in your mind. Oh, okay, yes,
I'm righteous of God, Christ Jesus. I live a decent life. I'm excellent. I am wonderful. I am beautiful. I'm wonderful. I'm
great. But you should never stop at that for a believer. You should never stop at that for a believer. When you lie down and you think of the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, even if it's in the middle of the night and you woke up to pee, and by some way or some chance, you just remembered, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In that moment, even if it's 2 minutes, maka shakata, you pray it out. You pray it out. You don't just skip it as a, you know, Humility for us as believers is understanding that whatever God said it is and I am is who I am. So I must bring myself beneath and subject myself to due process. What is the due process? You'll be praying. It may not look like things are changing, but you'll be praying. It may not look like things are changing, but you will be praying. The Bible, speaking of Daniel, for example, it says in the book of Daniel that, I believe, Daniel chapter 6, it says that Daniel was one of the three regents, vice regents, that was brought, you know, to come and rule over the people in somehow, some way, some form. And so they had looked for, you know, just a side note. You see, the devil is very, it's like, you know, sometimes you may not have nightmares or anything, but the period that you are praying consistently is as if people have started attacking you. Any witnesses? It feels like the time that you become consistent, that's when everything in your life wants to scatter. Now that you're consistent in prayer, it's like, what is happening? Why is my school giving me this problem? Why is my job? Why is this happening in my job? Or why is this happening in my family? It is because you are touching something. You are touching something that is making the kingdom of darkness to react. So your duty in that time, if you are wise, is that you will not give up. You will persevere. You see, speaking about Daniel, he was part of the three. And then the Bible says that he was about, Daniel 6, you can put it up. The Bible says that he was about to be made leader over the others. And he says that the other two people, they decided, since he's about to be made leader, what I'm going to do is we are going to gather ourselves and we're going to go to the king and we're going to say, let them say no prayer for 30 days. Have you ever asked yourself, what could be the reason why Daniel, this is just 30 days old. 30 days will come and go like this. See, we're already in the end of August. I remember when August started. Abi, don't you remember? 30 days will just go so fast. But even with the 30 days, the Bible says Daniel said no. Daniel said no. The Bible says he continued to pray 3 times a day as his custom was, with the windows open, as far, I don't fear anybody. Who you be? I'm not afraid of anybody. You see, when you pray, it births a kind of boldness in you. It births a kind of boldness in you. Some of us, little things happen. We have locked shop. Do you know what it means to lock shop? Have you seen people when they are locking shop before? Just a side note. I don't know if you have seen people locking shop before. I beg, I've closed. They have put the purse. They have gone outside. You see them. Madam, please give me biscuit. I beg, I've closed. Lock the distance, put the padlock. They're already going. Some of us, little things happen. We're so quick to give up. We've locked up. We've lost hope. That is because when whatever came, it caught you at a point where you were not fervent. So it hit you at the right spot. Just like what Minister Osas was saying. When the devil is roaming to and fro, as soon as he notices, there's a bit of leeway here. Let me try my hand. He tries, you fall. Haba, after Jesus died for you. You fall after Jesus died for you. Come on now. We can't shame Jesus on this side. The Bible says that he made a public show, public spectacle of the devil triumphing over in victory. Do you understand?
So after Jesus has triumphed over him in victory, he now came to you, Son of God. He may not triumph over you in victory. Ah, God forbid. God forbid. Prayer is humility. Prayer is humility. Prayer is an avenue to ensure that everything that has been orchestrated in the spirit comes to manifestation. It is an avenue to make sure that everything that has been orchestrated in the spirit actually comes to fruition. So that whatever God has said about you, oh, that you will be rich, that you will not be in lack, that you are the righteousness of God. It says also that you are satisfied with long life. All these goodies that are present in Jesus, bringing it to manifestation. You know, I know a lot of, how many people are doctors here or are in medical school? Let me just see a show of hands. Okay, wow, not that many anymore. Wow, okay. Times have changed. So, have you ever seen a doctor sick before? Yes, Abby. And have you ever wondered, but you know everything now. You know, like, at least you should know what to take, right? And you're a doctor, at least you should know what to take. Or for those that are doctors, any little headache like this, you already know what to take. Or let me even leave that one. Sisters, period cramps. You don't even waste time. No need to go to the hospital. You already know. Oh, and she's taking naproxen, and she's taking this one, 2 tablets, 5 tablets in a day. You already know what to take. When it comes to the things of the spirit, when it comes to prayer, a spiritual exercise, that is our recommendation by God. You take in the morning, you take in the afternoon, you take in the night. You take in the morning. David was saying, 7 times will I pray. And 7 times will I praise. Seven. This is somebody that was a king, was a priest, what is your work? No, I mean, like, let's just think about it. What's really your work? Student, that's all. You're a student and you're running a business on the side. Right? Yeah, I mean, like, so much work. Oh my God. Eh? Are you a president? Are you a president? That's something, no? No, not yet. Not yet. You're not a president, oh. You're not a governor. You are not even a class prefect, my brother and my sister. You are not a class prefect. How busy are we that even to sneak in one prayer session in the day, we can't? Okay, let's say the day is busy. How about in the night? Some of us, we sleep too much. The Bible says that while men slept, the enemy crept in. They came and they sowed tares amongst the wheat. The enemy came, pour sansan in your garri. You were sleeping. Then you woke up. You are eating it. You are chewing sand. And for some of us, it doesn't bother us. For some of us, it doesn't bother us what the enemy is doing. It doesn't bother us what the enemy is doing. You need some, you know. Amen. Amen. Prayer is the lifeline of a believer. Prayer is the lifeline of a believer. The Bible says that we should pray earnestly. 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 If you notice in the scriptures, whenever it's talking about prayer, have you noticed that it always... what's that word? English students. Adjective always qualifies the noun. So you will never just see, oh, prayer. You see things like earnest prayer, heartfelt prayer, continuous prayer. It's not just anyhow prayer. You just wake up, yaka, yaka, and I've prayed. There is a manner to the prayer. Prayer is your lifeline. Say it to yourself, prayer is my lifeline. Prayer is my lifeline. The Bible, speaking of Jesus, says that Jesus prayed as his custom was. I don't know the weight that is on your shoulder. Because at least with Jesus, we know that the government was on your shoulder. You know, there was a lot for him to carry. But he still prayed. He still prayed. The Bible says that he will go with his brethren, and then he will leave them, and then he will walk a little up, and then he will kneel down, and he will pray. In some other place, it will say that Jesus, he prayed all night.
Hey!
Prayed all night, then woke up in the morning, went and multiplied bread. What did he multiply when he woke up in the morning? What did we multiply? Nothing. We got up, took our baths, you know, went about our daily duties. He would wake up and go and heal the sick. Wake up and go and raise the dead. Wake up and go and do wondrous works. Why? Because he has already even gotten boldness from the prayers that he has prayed. That's why he will not, that's why when he will see a fig tree that is not bearing fruit, he will not be like, why are you not bearing fruit now? Why are you not bearing fruit now? What's going on? Then you now curse the fruit. I curse you. Then you go and then you think about it. I curse the victory. Will it work? Second thought will not come to your mind. If you are cooked in prayer, second thought will never come to your mind. You know that when you say it, it don't be. It is it. It is it. Because like father, like son. Like father, like son. If you know your identity, like father, like son. When God says it, he does not need to say it multiple times. Once is enough. Once is enough. And it's the same with you. Very quickly, side note, I'm just going to share. You know, I was going to the gym and I had put like 25 lari or something in my bag. And I kept this bag in the locker. You know, they have lockers in the changing room. And I went, and when I finished, I came back. Okay, let me pick my bag. And I checked my bag and my money was gone. And there was this lady that cleans or something. And she was there. And normally she would see me and she would greet me every single time. Never misses a day. And on this day, I went to her. And I'm like, oh, I'm looking for my money. And all of a sudden, she doesn't understand any English. And so I was really upset because I knew, like, I'd already planned to take that money and go somewhere. Do you understand? But I was like, okay. But the more I kept thinking about it, I got annoyed. While I was walking to the bus stop, I told the person with me, I said, why this thing is paining me is not because of the amount of money. But I'm a child of God. That was what I said to her. I said, I'm a child of God. How can I know that angels are guarding me and I drop my thing and somebody will come and take it? I prayed though. I'm telling you. I prayed. And what I mean earnestly in my heart. I said, God, this woman, today, what it is you, ba? Whatever it is. See, if you don't return that money, I take your joy. I take your joy. I went back to the gym the next day. She was not there. For the next, maybe almost 3 weeks. She was gone. She was completely, when I mean gone. I don't know if they fired her or whatever. She was completely gone. Now, I remember that we were having 8 hours prayer or something. And before, 10 hours, bah, in church. So before I came to prayer that day, I had spoken with someone and the person told me, don't do like this. Because if it's Jesus, you remember when the people, they came and they said, won't you? And Jesus said, said, you don't have done like this. I felt bad. In that, my whatever, I prayed and I said, Lord, I forgive her. I release her. I let her go. I restore her joy. She's back. She's back. To you, you may, if you like, explain it how you want to explain it. If you want to say, maybe she went on leave. Maybe she got pregnant. Maybe she, that's your own business. Do you understand? If you want to explain it, whichever way you want to explain it, that's your own business. As far as I'm concerned, I spoke a word because I knew who I was. I spoke a word because I knew who I was. And I saw the manifestation. That's what it is. Some of us, we are too comfortable. with when the devil does you anyhow, it you feel okay. You just take it, oh, be it what may, whatever comes to me is okay with me. That's not why God died for you. That's not why he died for you. And then he said to you that you should come and you should subdue and you should have dominion and you should reign like a royal priest that you are, a king and a queen that you are. But you let the devil do you like this because you're not praying. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12. Holy Spirit, I hope I'll be able to. Okay, because we need to pray. Acts chapter 12. I'll just paraphrase, but you can put it on the screen for me, please. It was speaking of King Herod. And he says, about that time, King Herod attacked someone who belonged to the church. Next verse, please. He says, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Next verse. He says, when he saw that it pleased the Jews, hey God, he proceeded to arrest Peter. You see, members of this church, they never sabi. That is, they have killed one of our members before we have even opened our eyes to say, okay, we should. So had Herod not come back for Peter, then they would just be like, oh, he killed him. And that's how some of us are. Oh, yeah. You know, it happens in my family just like that. My uncle gets to 40 and he dies. And my uncle is dead. My auntie too is dead. It's only my daddy that is remaining. My daddy is almost 40. And he's okay. Your daddy is almost 40 and he's okay. It doesn't bother you. You are like the church. The devil has been taking and collecting. Maybe, oh, there was something you were meant to get. Maybe there was, you know, you've been praying for certain things and it hasn't come. So because it hasn't come, you have given up. You are like the church. You are like the church. Then he says, they finally awoken. So we thank God. Because he says that when he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter too. During the day of unleavened bread, that is in their feast when they are gathered, so that he can make a public show. You know, he can humiliate them. Next verse. After the arrest, he put him in prison and assigned four squads of four soldiers, each to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. After the Passover. Next. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was being made earnestly to God for him by the church. Had the church not prayed earnestly, no Peter, maybe your Bible now, no? All those things that Peter wrote, it wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be there because he would have been killed. Prayer changes things. It doesn't matter what the outcome may look like. Don't let your situation or what you're going through lie to you. Don't let it lie to you. We have a God that answers. We have a God that answers. The Bible says in Jeremiah, you will call unto me, 33, verse 3, I believe, and I will answer. I will not only answer when you call, I will show you, right? Yes. It says, call to me, I will answer. Why are we not calling? Why are we not calling? This is our lifeline as a believer, that we pray. It is our source of existence that we pray. Finally, tell your neighbor, you must push. Say, you must push. Say it like you mean it. You must push. Yes, what does that mean? You must pray until something happens. You must pray until something happens. Luke 18. He was talking about the unrighteous judge, or in some translations, it will say the unjust judge. You can put it up for me, please. Are we there? So Jesus told them a parable on the need for them to pray always and not to become discouraged. So Jesus has already highlighted that for you and I, there is a need for us to always pray and not be discouraged. Next verse, please. He says, there was a judge in one town who didn't fear God or respect man. Next. And a widow in that town kept coming to him saying, give me justice against my adversary. Next. For a while he was unwilling, but after he said to himself, even though I don't fear God and I don't respect man. Next verse. But yet, because this widow keeps pestering me, I will give her justice so she doesn't wear me out by her persistent coming. Somebody who doesn't fear God and doesn't respect man, if you keep being persistent, because of her persistence alone, for no other reason, he said, I will give her what she wants. Next verse. Then he says, then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust says. Next. Will not God grant justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay to help them? Then it says in verse 8, I tell you that he will swiftly grant them justice. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find that faith on earth? The question to you is, will God find that persistency in you? Will he find that faith, that persistency in you? That faith that would make you to keep praying, even though it looks like things are not changing. You know, there's this song that says, if you never do another thing for me, you've already done more than enough. I'm always very careful to sing it, because sometimes we lie. It's true. Sometimes we lie. If God actually doesn't do another thing for you, will you continue praying? If you're told today that you can no longer receive from God, will you continue to serve him? Or are you serving him because of the things that he's able to give you? Are you praying because of the things that he's able to give you? A lot of us, our altars have grown cold. Our altars have grown cold. We have struggled to continue to pray. We have struggled to continue to fellowship with God. But we're going to pray now. And as we pray, there will be a reignition. Like Ms. Alsas was saying earlier, there is that grace in the atmosphere for a reignition. For a reignition. And so I want you, whatever hard desire it is. Now, I'm not saying hard desire concerning things of the world. That you can pray later. But I'm saying concerning your fellowship with God today. You know the reality. Nobody can tell you. You know the reality of your own relationship. Now, you know where they pay you. You know where you need the help of God. And you're going to just pray wherever you are right now. Pray to God. And ask him. I'm not going to call you to prayer. Begin to pray to the Lord. Tell him to help you.
Repeko shika pandi kitileke pandes. Rambana kusukete mandila kapate. Rento kombri andis kupelendi kapala kiata. Ramana mashante lembrondi sokombri andeleke pae. Remene sukete leke pandi sakaparia kata. Jedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedeg Rombana suteka pandiketele mantoria kate. Kembrondi sutumandi kambandun supriande kitae. Lemonto shokotondi lakapaya. I'm not gonna stop you. Go ahead and pray. Leprondi so protekete. Mambra da 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 da. Malekete kete. Sakata yakata yakata. Jekete yakete yakete. Rukete shikata bate. Rukete shikata. Ramana mana mashante. Kilomonti kashukata. Raka papa pa. Raka teke teke te. Eru da 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 da. All the Spirit of God is setting men on fire. The Spirit of God is setting men on fire. Kele monti shakapatike utum brandi kabandu kutim mande de 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 leketom brata kata kata. Let those altars receive the fire of God. Let those altars receive the fire of God. Ekuti di 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 reketeketekete. Kela da 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 ije da 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 abanda da diyekete ropanda kapale kete romano shinta lagada mandele kete. Holy Ghost, we ask that you move through the congregation and you set your children on fire. Kele monte kete maliti di 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 ole kabanu sukete. A fire that cannot be quencha a gudidi kabarakate. Come on, somebody pray. Shetete kabara da 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 da. Oh, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let those waters begin to flow. Let the water begin to flow. Let the water begin to flow. Kalito shanda la kabadia kata. Kepare kete. Mande de di 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 di. Shapara kete. Mambara dana kapanes. Kelana mamandi di 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 di. Okrondi sukatele mandele kete. Can somebody pray? There is a grace available for you right now. Kala da 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 da. Oh, I declare in the name of Jesus, that struggle that you have had, you will struggle no more after today. You will struggle no more after today. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. Oh, you receive your liberty. Receive your liberty. Receive your liberty. Keture kete kete. Kanta la bada ya kata balagada ya. Kenda la rotoko pasakate. Kenda la rude de 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 de. Come on, somebody, you wanna pray? I'm not gonna stop you. You wanna pray? Kiriato shanti titi ti. Kirene menti ande kebai. Kala ba 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 ba. Rekete kete. Oh, namadi di 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 di. I hear in my spirit, just as coals of fire were dropped in the mouth of Elijah, coals of fire being dropped. Kelitu shikate. Rembe ne de 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 de. Kirakati kata. Kanda banon shika palata. Repakato shikate kete. And de 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 de. From today, the Spirit will begin to wake you up to pray. The Spirit will begin to wake you up to pray. There will be a burning desire. If you have not prayed, you will not be okay. If you have not prayed, you will not be okay. Kelobo shade de de de. Rekete kete. Manda ra da 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 da. Kalanda yakata. Repete kete kete kete. Rekete pekete yakete. Rekete kete kete yakete. Le da 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 da. Rukapatesha. Remanam. Kantelekatai. Kembranan shukatapalis. Kembarana mantos kopari natala. Shementele mansokotolas. Kimbrandin suke brandeskete. If you're here and you're believing God for healing, for bodily healing in some way or form, or maybe you're even believing God for mental healing, you can push your hands up. And if the ministers, I would like the ministers, just look around. Anyone who has their hands up, please, just help me by going to them and praying with them. Keroko shata kapatekete. Kembranda kapalekete. Sembrandika sambrondike pelekate. Shanda rude des. Kante kapante leki sakate. Randa da 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 gabai. Rende gede gada badagadai. Rokondia shakwariata. Kelento kopo sekete kete. Ora dadi didi di shagade. Ikamba ruta kapala kate. Oh, whatever the Lord our God our Father has not planted. Eraka pateke shoteke. In the name of Jesus, we uproot you. In the name of Jesus, we uproot you. The Bible says that healing is a children's bread. It's a likato shakata. Shembrende de 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 de. Kamba rada na 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 de la kete kete, ronda gada baya gada, ubrendi di 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 di, kena la rakata baya kata, kante lambronte ke la mantika pates, kuba randi di 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 di, kela dana ronto manshika pare. Rembe de 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 badagadash kalambro ne sakata kata kano roko shiga de de de. I see a lady with troubles in your abdomen. I see a lady with troubles in the abdominal cavity. Somewhere something in there, and I don't know if it's central or toward, like central to the right, this way. Kaparekos kimande remeneketaya. Sambrandi didi kabalekete. And somebody with, I don't know if this is pain in your elbow, or your wrist in your right hand. Kanda rabandus kuparandi kiti. Elembrunde gebelekatani atai. Rabana shante leke prandes kidana da 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 gabande lega de de des karakate kete shakato rubene kete kete karakato suka parikata le mambre ne mandolo rono mombri ananis kalataka parekete kele de 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 des. Rantoko shadaga dada, runda dada dada ga. Kaparotoko sokoto parakateke, shendele reketa kapalakata. Kambre dada 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 kasotekete, runda gabadili kiti kiti. Kala nora gabadele regede shagadele gede. Kampala rakatai. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before.
before time began. Wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great.
To take the last prayer point, and I just want you, wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up and say to God, He's hearing you, Father, set me on fire. Set me on fire. I don't want to be doing things outwardly, publicly, for people to be seen, but in the closet I'm not on fire. You are the one that sees me in my room. You are the one that sees me in my lowest moments. You are the one who knows me true and true. Father, set me on fire. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Baptize me with prayer. Rekapashateke palakata, repanaka suteke panakate, rande de 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 de, kalabarakete kete. Holy Spirit of God, your children have asked. Keruti di di di. Oh, you said in your word that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us. Retetetetetete. Rakapalika ta 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 ta. Je de 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 de. Leka ba 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 ba. Rika pate. Je kata pate. Je de 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 de. Leka da ba da ga da. Let the fire of God begin to burn in your heart. Let the fire of God begin to burn in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Kelamanto shakatai. Kenanana manenonas. Kelonono shantakayakata. Jikete kelebondi city. Kindanana nandi gada da 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 da. Rokoto shagada da 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 da. Da 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 da